Every day I'm forced to think about my past, my actions, my mistakes. It never gets any easier. I really only ever had one real respite from any of it. Many years ago, back around the time I trained Birch, I used to draw a lot. It was a hobby I picked up around my teen years, and honestly, I felt I was really good at it. It seemed I wasn't the only one who thought so either. When I showed Birch my sketchbook one day after a lesson, he became fascinated by the drawings I had. On more than one occasion, I would draw Birch in it as well. He always seemed to love when I'd offer to do it, too. But that was years ago. After my arrest, it just seemed as though my muse was gone, and what drawings I did do, well, they weren't the same happy images I used to draw. Most of them showed just how bad I had felt since that day. Birch and I spent a fair bit of time talking. In the middle of our conversation, though, I needed to excuse myself to the bathroom. When I came back, I saw Birch looking at the pile of sketchbooks I had sitting in the corner of my trailer. Oh, those are just a bunch of sketches. I still do that in my idle time.
May I see?
Help yourself. I haven't improved since you saw me doing it when you were, well, younger. I stood there silently as Birch went through one of the sketchbooks. I watched him flipping through the various images I'd drawn since I was in prison. A common theme with a lot of the images, though, was pretty clearly evident. Among the images Birch ran through were a child looking upset over having dropped an ice cream cone, an image of a young girl looking sad as she's being led away from the entrance to a fair, and another picture of a young cub crying after having scraped his knee. None of the pictures Birch was looking at were anything happy. I wasn't even happy with having drawn them, but the drawing kept me from doing other things I knew I'd regret. After about 10 minutes of Birch looking through them, he came across one image I was hoping he'd never see.
Roger, you drew this from memory?
Yeah. I couldn't help myself, Birch. You were very important to me.
No, don't apologize. I'm astounded, Roger. I recognize myself right away. That was the Psy show you have me doing, right? God, I can't believe you managed to remember what I looked like back then.
I could never forget you, Birch. While I was in prison, you were practically all I thought about. I felt so bad about what I'd done to you that I guess it affected the things I drew. There's nothing in here that I even care about other than that picture of you. The pictures all seem to turn out just as bad as I felt while drawing them.
Roger, I don't care what you say. You've gotten much better. The utter detail is amazing.
Please don't tease me, Birch. This stuff is crap. Anyway, I've got one last show I need to do in about 15 minutes. I need to get ready.
Hang on a second.
Birch went for his wallet. I watched him pull something out, which he then handed to me. What's this for?
It's a ticket for tonight's concert. Think you can make it?
You actually want me to watch one of your concerts? Well, it'd be an interesting change from hearing you on the radio the last few years.
Wait, you've been listening to our music? How did you know it was me?
Let's see. Newspapers, TV reviews. Then, of course, there was Rock Band Wars. I told you, Birch, I remember what you used to look like. Despite the fact you were a cub back then, you haven't changed in appearance enough for me not to know who you are.
Okay, color me surprised. Anyway, this is a special seating ticket. Don't go through the main entrance. On the side of the pavilion is an entrance marked staff. Knock on that door and hand the ticket to the person who answers. They'll know what to do.
All right, Birch. Until then. I said goodbye to Birch then, cleaned up a bit, and did my last performance for the night. When I finished that, I took the ticket Birch had given me and headed to the staff entrance and knocked. I was met by one of the security guards. I gave him the ticket and he led me to a seat up front, where I found a brand new sketchbook and some pencils, as well as a note. The note simply said,
"Draw something when you feel inspired."
I sat down, opening the sketchbook, and watched the stage. The stage curtain had what looked like a lamppost in front of it. The lights dimmed and left us in complete darkness, except for the few fair glow sticks and trinkets people had brought in. The lamp then began to glow, and a guitar could be heard. Then a spotlight hit a member of the Beach Bears as he began singing from the far right of the auditorium. Sauntered up to the lamppost on stage, easily and relaxed.
Looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Then another spotlight on the far left of the auditorium hit Birch as he also made his way to the stage. The youngest, Dipper, in the back of the auditorium. He got the biggest applause. And he did a cartwheel too before joining the other two by the lamppost. I couldn't resist. I started sketching quickly. Then with the open organ chords, the curtain parted, revealing their backup band. I continued to sketch quickly. Once I had the basic form I wanted, I moved on to another sketch, the three of them in front of their microphones. Then one of Birch singing and playing the keyboard. Each of them took turns singing a solo so the others could change costumes. It was a clever setup, one that allowed them to prepare for each group's song with different costumes, while having no actual break in the entertainment. By the time they reached what appeared to be their final song, I had about 5 sketches left out.
Thank you all for coming. As you probably know, we usually end our concert with a local favorite. It didn't take us long to decide on this one for Columbus, Ohio!